Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. I want to share just a single thought today as I begin the broadcast, and that is, God is our strength. He is your strength. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Now, what does that mean, to have strength? Well, by definition, it means strong or having or marked by great physical, moral, or intellectual power, having great resources. It means forceful, extreme, intense, ardent, zealous. It's a quality or state of being strong, capacity for exertion or endurance. These are all definitions, concepts, descriptions of what it means, what strength means. It's the power to resist force, solidarity, toughness, the power of resisting attack, impregnability, legal, logical, or moral force, degree or potency of effect or of concentration, force as measured in numbers, effective numbers of any body or organization, for example, as an army, one embodying or affording force or firmness or support. Now, thank God that He is our strength. Paul said, God's strength was perfected in His weakness. And we can know as we read the Gospels that Jesus Himself, because He was very man, there were times that He was tired. Remember when He ministered to the woman of Samaria at the well? He sat down because He was tired. And any young man in the prime of his life, in his early 30s, who was that exhausted to be able to sleep in the midst of a storm on a small boat, well, that he had to be tired to do that, right? So He can relate to us. He's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And we know that the Psalms, praise God, are given to us. David and the other psalmists express sometimes our most profound emotional experiences of joy or of sorrow. As Psalm 73:26 declares, perhaps you might be feeling like this today, my heart and my flesh faileth, but God. Hallelujah. There's that but God. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And that beautiful promise found in Isaiah 40:29, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the young men shall faint and grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Now, in the time of weaknesses, we can claim His strength. If you're feeling weak today in any of those areas, as I gave the definition of strength, it doesn't necessarily mean physical weakness or tiredness. It could be a sense of moral or spiritual or emotional weakness. You might just be so stressed out. You might feel that you don't have anything left in you to give. We all come to times of depletion of strength in whatever level or capacity. Sometimes the demands are so great that we just don't feel emotionally. Sometimes we can deal with anything more. But in 2 Corinthians 12:10, Paul says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. God is our strength. In 15:29, this is an actual title or a name given to Jehovah, Almighty God. The strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Ephesians 3:16 declares, just sharing some wonderful promises from the Word, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And Colossians 1:11 says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Psalm 29:11 says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And the final scripture I'll share with you, Isaiah 30:15, for thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Father, right now I thank you for that divine strength for your beloved. Lord, you are the strength of your people, and you've promised, Lord, I've just shared the various scriptures, various promises in your word where you declare you would be the strength of your people. So I release now that anointing, that strength in their physical bodies and in their inner man, in the name of Jesus. Praise God, and praise God forevermore. Well, you know, as we hold this precious Bible in our hands, the Bible that has been given to us, we can read it for doctrine and rules of behavior and conduct. We can read it for history. But first and foremost, it is communication from a person about a person. And that person is Jesus, the Savior of the world, our Emmanuel, that word meaning Christ with us. In fact, that very word Christian means follower of Christ, and that is relationship with a person. Christianity is not a series or a code, if you will, of do's or don'ts, but for a Christian means following Christ, and that means relationship with Christ. Before Jesus came, relationship with Jehovah was largely an unseen relationship with a Godhead, not seen in reality until the very Word of God became flesh on that first Christmas day. When Jesus was born, the unseen became seen, and the very fullness of the Godhead bodily came onto the stage of human history. Praise God. God revealed himself as a person, Jesus, because he said to his disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus is the Greek designation of the Old Testament name Joshua, which literally means God our helper. That's what he is. He's our strength. He's our helper. And that's what the Father gave to us when he allowed Jesus to come into the world in the fullness of time. He came to give us Jesus, a person to help us. John 1:14 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And from the rough language of the Grecian armies of that day, the word dwelt means to strike a tent and move in. Literally, that word was God, and that word was made flesh. God, if you will, struck a tent of human flesh, determining to redeem us because of his great love. And at that moment in time when Jesus came into our lives as a human being, his presence was given and peace on earth was promised, goodwill toward men. I praise God that he so desired to love us and to redeem us that he was willing to come down and dwell among us. Hallelujah. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. I declare to you this day that you are part of a sanctified, predestined people, a holy remnant that I am raising up, conformed to the very image of my Son. Through all of your tests and trials, through your victories and even your failures, I have been with you every step of the way. Don't be discouraged because of your failures. The blood of Jesus is sufficient to cover. When Jesus became your Lord, he took away many burdens. Nevertheless, I have called you to take upon you the yoke of Jesus, for Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." My yoke is not too heavy to bear, for Jesus carries it with you. You've been called, you've been chosen to follow a high calling, regardless of the cost, even though that cost has been high. I have allowed the most intense testing and sifting to come to my saints. At times you felt like giving up as you've come under such severe attacks as never before. Darkness at times surrounded you, which I've allowed to test and purify your faith and produce endurance and maturity. One of the most enemies most successful tactics has been to place doubts in the hearts of my people regarding my promises and goodness. However, I've placed in you the desires of my heart, and they have become my desires. My vision has become your vision, and my desires on my vision shall come forth. I have given you great and mighty promises, and they are right on time. You shall see all the fruit you have been endeavoring to see. That which the palmerworm and the cankerwort hath eaten shall be restored to you, says your heavenly Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your ministry. Well, my time has come to an end, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.